With the U.S. Supreme Court throwing out the Defense of Marriage Act and New York State allowing same-sex marriage, it changes the financial plans of partners. Continuing our look at estate planning in this previously aired You and the Law, attorney Mark Peshko talks about changing financial planning for gay couples. Do gay couples need to look at their legal paperwork in the wake of the Supreme Court invalidating the Defense of Marriage Act?
Yes, they do, especially if they are going to get married or are married.
Does it make a difference if they have kids?
Yes, it does. As with any family, you have to plan for the children in terms of their care should either spouse die, and setting aside money for them as well. And the question is, in a same-sex couple, whether or not the children are the biological children of one of the spouses or if they've been adopted by one or both of the spouses.
Gay marriage is not only legal in New York State, but the federal government, the Supreme Court, threw out the DOMA Act. Do gay couples need to change their legal paperwork?
Yes, primarily if the couple is married or going to be married. And taxes are a big issue, be it income taxes and estate taxes.
Now, New York State has said that couples can, or the surviving spouse or surviving partner, can go in and ask for a retroactive refund on estate taxes. Is that likely to be an issue?
Yes, it is. For those couples who have significant assets, or if they're one of the spouses has over $1 million, and that was the case of Edie Windsor, and it was her case that went to the Supreme Court that ultimately found DOMA unconstitutional. And under New York law, the estate tax kicks in for estates over $1 million. And the estate tax rate for estates with assets over $1 million, say between $1.1 and $1.2 million, the estate tax rate is very high. But over that amount, the estate tax rate goes down. So on that first amount of money over $1 million, the estate tax rate is very high. And, you know, it's a good chunk of money that's in play here.
Many of us, many don't, have 401ks, Roth IRAs, company pension plans, TIA-CREF accounts. Is it important now that, again, gay marriage has been made legal in New York and DOMA has been thrown out, that people who were in these situations go back and look at all of that paperwork?
Yes, it is. And it's important to look at who the beneficiaries are and what the value of all those assets are. Because, of course, for estate tax purposes, it's not only assets that are in the individual's name, but assets that have passed outside of the estate by way of a beneficiary designation or a joint account ownership arrangement.
It is common, lawyers tell me, for people not to realize how much money they actually have if you add up the house that you've finally paid off the mortgage on, perhaps a place in Florida if you've got some money, but pensions and all of these other assets. Should everybody, gay or straight, be looking at that?
Yes, and that's always a plan in terms of coming in to do a will and tell your attorney exactly what your assets are and you know, to figure out who's going to get what, and to figure not only to the estate plan is not only figure out who's going to get what, but also to take advantage of whatever you can for estate tax, especially for estate tax planning purposes.
And of course, get a will.
Yes, definitely. Will, healthcare proxy, and a power of attorney. It's a good time to sit down and plan for the future.
Today here on You and the Law, attorney Mark Peshko has been here, and we've been talking about estate planning in the wake of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, being thrown out. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.